a gesture of discipline by President Rouhani and his team. On Sunday, Iranian lawmakers were surprised to see the president all prepared to defend his national budget bill for the next Iranian calendar year without a single moment of delay, something that had not happened for the past 8 years.
The government presented next year's budget right on time. This could have a very positive impact on the country's financial discipline and allow civil projects to go forward according to schedule.
The new budget bill is nearly worth about $315 billion, with an exchange rate of 26,000 rials against a dollar. The government's budget is set at around $75 billion. However, the operational balance of the budget shows a nearly 16% deficit. Iran's president told MPs that fighting unemployment and stagflation were priorities for the government in the next year.
The toll of the levels of inflation and stagnation over the past 2 years has been unprecedented. The administration's main concerns are to create jobs, curb runaway inflation, and boost economic growth.
President Rouhani's budget bill stresses on increasing oil revenues devised on an average oil price of $100 per barrel. But figures show that just less than $31 billion, about 10% of the entire budget, is based on oil exports. Iran's president says that the bill instead pays special attention to practical support for domestic producers as well as the industry and agriculture sector to help create jobs and boost export revenues.
One of the positive points in the bill is the emphasis on tax revenue, especially from those who own big businesses and pay minimal taxes. I also believe that we must stick to the guidelines of the economy of resistance and rely furthermore on non-oil revenues in the next year's budget.
Figures show that since President Rouhani and his team took office 3 months ago, the market in Iran has become more stable.
Our forecast for next year's inflation rate is something between 19 to 20%.
Fluctuation of currency rates have minimized and the inflation rate has gone from above 40% to 36%, increasing hopes for a better economy in the next Iranian calendar year, which begins on March 21, 2014.
This may be translated into good news for the Iranians in the year ahead, with less increase in commodity prices. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, the Iranian Parliament in Tehran.